Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for South Park. Tonight's host is Phil Svitek. Joining Phil are AfterBuzz co-hosts Michelle Macedo, Jack Waz, and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Phil Svitek!
Yo, what up, After Buzzers? It's your boy. I'm stealing that from DJ Jesse Janity. So South Park is back, and so are we. We're joined here tonight, as you heard, by Jack Waz, who was on our last two episodes of Archer. We're excited to have him.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, we have DJ Jesse, as always, in the booth.
What up?
And we have Michelle, who does numerous shows for us. But I got to say, this is the one I'm excited for most. This is the one out of all the AfterBuzz shows I am most excited about, and so I am here hosting it.
This beats Whale Wars?
This beats Whale Wars.
Wow. I don't know, man.
Well, I feel nauseous. Like, really.
Well, that's because you're amazed at how awesome the episode was.
Yeah, this was one of the filthiest and most awesome episodes of TV I think I've ever seen.
Filthy.
Absolutely filthy.
That's
so
right.
Filthy. Funny, filthy.
I'm so excited for it. I mean, I've been waiting for this season for so long.
Season 15.
That's,
this
yeah.
has been
oh
on since
God.
We were 7 years old.
I remember.
Shut up.
Yep.
I remember having to sort of watch it while my parents weren't looking. I wasn't even allowed
I
to
know.
Watch Simpsons.
Exactly.
Let alone.
Well, you weren't allowed to watch Simpsons?
Dude, well, not early on.
I was raised on the Simpsons. Like, from my earliest memory is a Thursday night watching Simpsons with my dad in his office in D.C.
Yeah. One of my first memories is watching that. And the only people that couldn't were the Mormon people that I knew. Sorry.
Well, I'm not Mormon. It's just kind of an East Coast thing where we have values, unlike the West Coast.
Okay. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, there was. I feel like in the East Coast, there was like a divide of people who let their kids watch Simpsons and.
Stop trying to dig yourself out of the hole.
Seriously. You were just a.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I couldn't watch it. I'm not going to.
See,
lie.
There you go.
See, I wasn't allowed to watch South Park.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed to watch South Park at all.
Which is weird. My dad worked in cable. He found out about South Park before I ever knew about it. He brought me home a Cartman plush. And I remember he told me, like, oh, there's this show and they have a kid that dies every week. And I remember, like, 7 year old being like, that's not funny. Who would laugh at that?
It's funny that your dad told you that. And, like,
yeah. And then I started watching it. And my parents realized it was probably just warping me beyond belief. And we're like, oh, you probably shouldn't. So then when I was at my grandparents' house, I'd sneak downstairs and watch South Park. Or when my parents were gone, I'd have babysitters rent the videos, like the South Park movie. Do you remember the first time you saw a South Park movie?
I do, but in speaking to the
so
the first time I kind of heard, like, the first time I ever heard about South Park was very much like kind of Cartman did, where it was at the bus stop and kids were like yelling about, like, oh my god, F you bastards, you guys killed Kenny. I was like, what does that mean? And everyone could just saying that over and over again.
That
I was
show
like, what?
Has taught me so many words that I don't think I ever would have learned, like, even on the schoolyard.
Exactly. I mean, it's interesting for me, especially, and I'm sure for you guys, like, we grew up with this, so I'm sure all our other fans, you know, are various ages, but for us, like, we literally were these kids, and then now we've sort of grown past them, but we watch them nonetheless.
Exactly. So great way to start off the 15th season.
Yes, indeed. Michelle, you were grossed out, but you gotta say it's a good episode, right?
It was a good episode. It was clever. It was funny. They keep coming up with these ideas. And it's awesome. It also made me feel sick because I watched this movie, The Human Centipede, in theaters, and we were eating popcorn when the movie started, as I was telling Jack.
All right.
It's better that than, like, chocolate. Let's be honest.
We were also eating
chocolate. All right. Well, we definitely got to get into that as we get into that. But first, Jesse, what about your overall impressions of the episode?
I thought it was amazing, actually. And I'm right there with Michelle. That was, there was some, in the bean taco really just, the burrito just took it to another
so
level.
So not okay.
Oh my God, man.
Other than that, it was a great episode.
Well, I love how we sort of opened up the whole episode with iPads are cool.
Yeah, Cartman's iPad idea is actually pretty genius. It's one of the more clever things I came up with. Like that he'd be smart enough to get an iPad case, put a sheet of glass in it,
yeah,
and then
I
just
know.
Be a dick to everyone around him. That's the most Cartman thing to do.
So true. And then call out that little boy's family situation.
I love it. He knows all their shit. Just like every kid that gets like, beat.
Yeah. Your dad's so, fucking drunk. Oh.
So reversing the heat. I love it.
Exactly.
You do that.
Oh, I love reversing the heat.
Yeah, you're like
give me like a thing.
Then...
Go at me, Jesse. You would know me. The what was like a public thing that you could say?
As far as what?
I don't know.
Insult
just go at
him.
Me.
Here we go.
Just
how about
say
the
something.
Incident with John and the lady from Craigslist?
Oh, dude, about that. Well, you see, no, it was mainly John,
what
right?
What happened?
And
see, first,
the thing
tell
that,
me what happened.
The thing about John is you got to say right. I mean. First off, he wears sweaters that say Civil War on them.
It's true.
I mean, so? that explains everything.
That explains all of it.
So.
What right? happened?
What happened?
Basically, we'll tell you later.
It's
I just
your
told
fault
you.
And
no,
you
I,
just
okay,
made it
okay.
Not.
Do I really
okay.
have to go into this? John wears sweaters with Civil War things, and you know what? And he was a wannabe writer. He doesn't like people, and just one thing led to another, and I didn't want anything to do with it. And then there was Graybo, and like. I'm never happening again.
Okay, so anyway, I have no idea what just happened, but the
I'm just telling you. Okay, Jesse, you know John, but you don't know Graybo. Listeners, you don't know Graybo. If you do, God help us all.
Oh, that guy's a.
But
oh my God.
But you want to talk about a raging alcoholic and then mixed with John and his sweat like.
It's a steaming mess of humanity in just one small crock pot.
Yeah, you mix Craigslist into that. Done.
What I'm trying to say is that cute. Phil is the Craigslist killer.
Nah, yeah.
Creepy.
Oh my God, I saw the Lifetime movie about you.
Oh, how good was that?
So good.
I love how
love
Toronto
Lifetime
looks like
movies.
Boston.
Oh, exactly like Boston.
I know, right?
And they're like, ugh, and he's a doctor. Everyone's like, he's a doctor. Doctor. He's a doctor.
Just to have the listeners out there know, if you have seen the Craigslist killer, BU looks nothing like the beautiful college campus they shot on. It's more like
nothing like it.
It's more like a big street.
And yeah. then he like also worked at the Cambridge Charles MGH whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. And it wasn't it. It just wasn't it.
No, you Boston guys, you'll know what we're talking about.
So yeah. it was like a fake thing.
Yeah,
much
well,
like
and
Carmen's
it's
cheaper.
Super cheap to shoot in Boston, but it's yeah. slightly cheaper to shoot in Toronto.
Well, it's Lifetime. I don't know. I love Lifetime movies because they're always from the point of view of the middle-aged woman, and she always has cancer, and her husband always beats her.
It's true, except for She's Too Young with Marcia Gay Harden.
Would you say yeah. Lifetime movies like to fuck you?
I would.
Can we say that word?
I'm doing
South
it.
Park.
I'm doing it.
Awesome. Speaking of which, how many times did they say that word tonight?
Oh, with Carmen?
Yeah, that's got to be a record for the
counted.
Show. Like, I know there was a show where they had the shit counter, mm-hmm. and they said it somewhere like 65, 67 times.
No, I believe they went into the hundreds. That was the whole point. It was to, like...
You're right, because, yeah, the meltdown of the exec at the end.
Yeah. And literally every other word was just like, shit.
Yeah, dude. But no, they dropped F-bombs like you wouldn't believe in this episode.
Yeah.
In increasingly brilliant ways.
Yeah, that was really... at first, I thought it was really funny, the one about putting on lipstick.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the kissing one, and then the dude in the crowd that kissed his son.
Oh, the dude in the crowd kissing his son is the creepiest joke South Park has ever done.
Yeah.
It's really just a middle-aged... Something about a middle-aged man kissing his boy on the forehead.
Yeah, and so, also like, right after he says...
Yeah, so softly. Just,
you don't even kiss your son before you fuck him.
Oh, my God. It's dirty. I love during Cartman's breakdown to his mom in the car in the end, when he brings it around to... Can we at least get some dinner first? It's like to be full after you.
Zach's so good. And still tries to.
And I pull that shit on my girlfriend all the time. Be like, no, I learned my lesson. No, baby, I swear. Just like if you do the big puppy eyes and look like really sad. Just like,
Nikki falls for that?
She falls for that 1 out of 10 times.
Wow.
I'm giving her a lot of credit.
Girls should know.
You know what? That's pretty good odds for a guy.
Yeah, you would, like, do that.
It's pretty good. Whenever I don't hear something she's, or whenever she doesn't hear something I say, she goes, oh, what was that? And I go, oh, I love you and you're right. because 9 times out of 10, that's applicable to the situation.
Oh my God, so
I know,
brilliant.
I won dating.
Yeah, you actually won the competition.
I won the competition of dating.
I can't do it anymore now.
So back to South Park. A lot of product placement for Toshiba in this episode.
Yes, for
was it
everyone.
Though, or
Best just Buy.
Well, Best Buy, that's definitely. But they kind of shit on Toshiba.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
I think they called it the Handy Pad, which would be adorable.
That would be really
cool. Does everything the iPad does, except...
$200
cheaper. It should be shaped like a teddy bear.
Yeah, like a chumby. Look that up, internet.
Well, also, actually, this episode just proved everything that I thought about Apple, which is that the government wants us each to buy one so that they can track wherever we are, because Apple works for the government, and then they're putting their information together, and then they're figuring out where we all are so that they can ruin us.
Thank you, Michelle Beck.
Question.
Best Toshiba quote. If I take this stupid Toshiba to school, everyone will think I'm poverty-ridden.
No, a poverty-ridden asshole.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
But let me ask you this, in reversing the... Do you own an iPhone?
Yes.
Do you own a Mac computer?
Yes.
What other things do you own?
An iPod.
Have you ever read the iAgreement on iTunes?
No.
Well, you're fucked.
Never. And I like how everybody else had. Why would you have something?
I have an Apple Newton.
Two
I'm keeping
other
it retro.
People.
What the hell is that?
The Whoa. Apple Newton was the original
It's
the original iPod Touch or the original iPhone. It was a like 6-inch by 4-inch like Palm Pilot looking thing.
I see.
And it was a terrible device. Everyone hated it, but it was featured prominently in the Steven Seagal movie Under Siege, where he uses it to fight train hijackers.
Interesting.
So I think that's a very good bit of product placement for the Newton.
Yes. Go buy the Newton.
Go buy the Newton.
By the way, I remember that's going way back. That was in the first Beethoven, like the movie with the dog.
Yeah, dude.
Go get a Newton. And that was their thing for like smelly socks and like the air fresheners. So they ripped off Beethoven. Congratulations, Apple.
And Beethoven ripped off...
I don't know.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, which ripped off It's a Wonderful Life, which ripped off Casablanca.
That's
which
right.
Ripped off Isaac Newton.
Great.
Crickets?
No.
Come on, Jesse, don't let me
Anybody?
Down.
Anybody?
We got to get some crickets.
No,
but, right, so speaking of the iPad and all of their wonderful terms and agreements leads to the human centipede now.
Okay, but Phil, have you ever read the agreements?
Totally. Who doesn't?
Okay,
Jack?
Anyway.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I totally read them.
Jesse,
that brings me to my point about Cartman yanking down his pants in Best Buy and screaming at his mom.
That was
so intense. Oh, is that when he said the thing about the lube?
No, that was at the end. He said that to God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He at least wants to put some lube on. Or a courtesy lick.
A courtesy lick? Oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
Oh, so ridiculous.
Well, where I was going to go with this, so there's three of us, and Jesse's in the booth. Now, so let's call Jesse the user. How would and I know, Jack, was this part of your segment? You wanted to
this
sort
is part of my segment, yeah. I watched this episode earlier with my girlfriend and had a 25 half-hour long conversation with her about if we were put in a human centipede, where we would be and how we would react. And I nobly told her that I'd let her go first and I'd be the middle. But then she started screaming. I said, fine, I'll be the front.
Oh, no, so gross.
All right, so Michelle, how does our human how does it go? There's me, Jack, and you. What's the order?
Can you kill me before? Can you just kill me?
No, I don't think... No, it's, because then you can't read, which was...
How about this? Terrorists are going to blow up everything you love unless you're part of a human centipede.
Do it. I am so, not going to be part of a human centipede.
No, well, as we found out, this is the future.
If we're talking about the movie,
no, we're
can I give away?
All right, talk. What's the movie?
Yeah, spoiler alert, go ahead.
Okay, so the movie, the first guy.
Japanese guy,
ends up killing himself, which I was like, well, I can't blame him. But at the same time, then now he's like dead weight for two other centipeders. And then... And then the back one dies, obviously. She's getting all the shit, literally. So the middle one is the worst.
So what you're trying to say is you want to be the middle one because you want to live.
You would
drag Phil and myself between your mouth and legs to the door to get the phone to call the police and go.
Oh God!
You know what? All right. So here's how I would do it then. So,
oh, is this the filthiest AfterBuzz podcast you've ever had? Or
probably. We're reaching new heights here. But you know what? I would put Jack first. No, you disagree.
Well, I'm waiting for the rest.
Well, I would put you in the middle, and then I'd put me at the end. Here's why. I think.
Fuck you.
Would you like to go last?
No, I see what Phil's saying because Phil and I would be able to crawl. Phil and I would be able to crawl and carry you, and since I'm tall, I'd be able to rear up and grab like knives and things to stab the weird German guy. Then after he's dead, I can call the cops and clearly articulate in perfect German what happened to us, beat by beat.
There you go.
So if you want us to all die because you have some sense of pride and want to be the first in the human centipede, then go ahead. Okay, little Missy? Go right ahead.
I want to be the first in the human centipede because then I can cut you guys off and kill myself.
That doesn't bode well for any of us.
Maybe, what? But like,
can you at least say like, hey, I speak Spanish, so I'd be able to help us out by getting us involved with some Mexican gangbang?
I speak Spanish, so I would be... I don't want to get us involved with a gangbang? That would be like... That would just...
If we're already
Michelle would be protected because she'd be between us. So you and I would be daisy-chained into this thing.
Oh, whatever. My mouth is still open.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, you don't actually...
No,
in a proper gangbang, you don't actually eat anything.
Right, but I'm saying, like, if we're going, like, really sick, then they only... then it's just the same
thing. Well, here's
thing.
The thing. If we're all strung up butt to face, then does our junk still work? Because that could work for the gangbang.
What?
That is a good question.
So
I love having a girl on the show.
This is fun.
This is what we were missing from Archer, the girl's perspective.
All right, so back to the episode.
Oh my god!
I don't get the actual mechanics of the human centipad. So there is an iPod on the face.
That is, I love how it's just
taped to his face, an iPad on the ass. So all they do is our human centipede. With an iPad and an iPhone taped to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, although, no, when they swallow the cuttlefish, an email pops up.
Well, the explanation was the iPad, what the one thing it can't do is read and walk and move around, basically.
Okay.
And so now with the human...
So then I understand the conceit of the episode, but why not just get one person? Well, Apple usually has a lot better industrial design than that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yes, but now think of three heads are better than one.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Why didn't they just have one person?
No, well, because you had an Asian who was very smart. You had a child who represents innocence. And you have female, the representation of the continuation of the human species, i.e. the future of technology.
It's true. So you have a brilliant, innocent.
But their heads aren't together.
Yeah, but they're very much connected.
That doesn't make any sense.
Man, this is getting to like Kokwayatsi levels of philosophy.
I mean.
Okay, so let's say, okay, they want someone to agree and walk around.
That's exactly what it would sound like.
Oh my God.
Thank you, DJ Jesse Jennity.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, yeah, all the stuff they made them eat, the burrito was fantastic. The cuttlefish and asparagus.
Wait, can I ask, is Paco's a real thing? And if so,
I think it is down like Santa Monica.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I remember a crafty lady on the show I work on talking about it. I'm not going to mention what show.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, crafty means craft services, i.e., the food people on any movie.
Best people in the world are always stoned out of their minds and super drunk. And
super
they had an entire liquor cabinet on one of the shows I was on. It was awesome.
Sweet.
There you go. Befriend the crafty people. We got, you know,
I do.
Yeah, they're good folks.
Everyone's got to get their own crafty people. But, like, I think every job, no matter what, even if, like...
We don't have crafty here.
We kind of have a crafty here.
We have crafty.
We have crafty here. But I would say, like, let's say, like, you're a human Sentai pad. I think you deserve a crafty person.
Deserve crafty, especially the person up front. So again, back to asparagus and cuttlefish, the worst combination. Like not even dead cuttlefish, but just like flopping cuttlefish.
What's cuttlefish?
A cuttlefish is it's a small what is it? I can't
squid,
remember.
It's like an
octopus.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty adorable.
Yes, it is. And it can change literally. It's like an alien.
It's like a chameleon.
Change into any texture, color. It's freaking adorable.
It's a crazy fish.
What?
Cephalopod, amazing. That's it.
You should YouTube it one day.
Oh, and my God. I didn't even know about these.
Now, for the asparagus, I know it makes your urine smell bad. And people have actually gone to doctors, been like, is there something wrong with me?
Because of asparagus?
Yeah. And paid the $20 copayment. Which is dumb, but
this is something from our recent past, Phil.
No.
It's like I think I have VD. Better go to the doctor. Nope, just eating too much asparagus. Whoops.
No, I'm not gonna call out the AfterBuzz host who actually did it, but I did hear a story from one of our hosts who she's a female.
Paper.
She's a female. Okay. No one you would know. Jesse would know her, but no
would
one.
Would I know her?
You wouldn't know her. No. But yeah. So what is the how does it work? Like, does it make your
poo extra?
Yeah,
extra stanky.
No.
Yeah, just the combination of like wiggling.
Oh my god! Cephalopod
muscle.
I love how they animated that with the whole daisy chain.
Yeah, just Kyle's little face. You're like, and Michelle's taking her headphones off.
Doesn't mean you can't stop hearing all the gross things we say.
I'm plugging my ears.
All right, so back to the episode.
Oh my God.
So Leslie, the Apple Store worker, was that meant to be a boy or a girl? I couldn't tell if it was
like a fat guy. That's
exactly
what was funny about it.
Exactly.
It's because
it was like an
they're always
situation.
Like really weird, just like busted, androgynous looking people, but not like in the attractive way and trendy way. In the like, who are you? You're just like a slob.
Exactly. It's just like, to use a great community quote, it's like God spilled a person.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a really
However,
good
I got to
one.
Say the geniuses in the Sherman Oaks Mall more attractive than the ones tonight.
Yeah, man. Same with the ones in Santa Monica. I've seen some cute geniuses. Boston too. Back
yeah,
when we
Boston
all lived there.
Is better. Pasadena.
By the way, since when did Colorado get like? I mean, that looked when I saw that shot, the exterior of the Apple Store. It reminded me of the Boston Apple Store, the largest in the world.
See, that one looked exactly like the one on the Third Street Promenade. Like the way it had set up, it looked exactly like the one in Santa Monica.
There you
just
go.
Yeah, in Santa Monica. Wait.
So they all look alike, is what you're
telling? Is Boston the biggest one?
Yeah.
It's three really? Stories. Bigger than New York?
It's, yeah.
Dude, the one in the Grove is three stories, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but this, that was the whole, like, as soon as the Boston one opened, there was, like, a whole news story on how it's the biggest in the nation.
Oh, crazy. One of our dear friends used to work there.
Who was that?
Katie Greer.
Miss Catherine Greer.
There you go.
I ran into her there once.
Nice plug for what is she doing?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Shorts on E.
Yeah. Nice.
You met her.
I did meet her,
you know,
but
her.
I'm
red
sure
hair.
Our fans didn't meet her and don't know who the hell we're talking about.
Right.
Just gonna...
No, they don't?
I forgot.
Yeah. So
I forgot this is a job.
What? Where am I?
But I love how Cartman takes it to the next level, as always, and goes on Dr. Phil, of all things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, love that. Dr. Phil's such an idiot.
Such a creeper.
Hate him.
Couldn't we have... I feel to make it more relevant, it would have been funnier if they did something with Dr. Drew.
No,
yeah.
I love
Dr.
Drew.
They did something with Dr. Drew last year with sex addiction, I'm pretty sure. So they already burned him.
They already got him. And Dr. Phil is just funnier because he's like
so like white trash.
Yeah, obviously
like
a
little boy
dumbass.
Is being molested by his mom would go on Dr. Phil to win some sort of computer.
And Dr. Phil would be like, well, you should just get over it.
Exactly.
Like,
take it so serious.
You gotta be a man. Exactly.
Man the fuck up.
No.
You just wanted to use the word fuck, Phil. I felt that right there.
No, it's a term I use very loosely. I've never had the opportunity to use it on any other AfterBuzz show. We're going to make this podcast explicit.
Speaking of the fuck show.
Yeah.
Speaking of explicit phrases, one point in my life, I really hope I'm able to scream, cuttlefish is coming out of my asshole.
Oh, my God. And the choice was between vanilla shake.
Yeah, vanilla paste.
Vanilla
cuttlefish
paste.
And asparagus.
Of all things. Oh my god. By the way, I love you guys know what that's kind of parroting, right? It's I forget the philosopher, but it's the it's basically an example where a dog has two choices. Which bowl does he go for?
Oh, you mean Pavlov's?
Yeah, Pavlov's dog thing?
No, that's totally different.
Oh,
because
that's
Pavlov's
thing.
Pavlov's dogs were conditioned, and it was an example of conditioning.
Oh, you said dog.
There, dogs and rats can use.
Man, we went to film school. How do you know about philosophy? I know about like cameras seriously. And Michael Bay. That's all I learned in my 4 years at Emerson.
From Boy Meets World, when Sean in high school takes a college class and he gets into philosophy and he answers the question of, okay,
you that's how you know it?
Yes, that's how I know.
Oh my god. Never mind. That's awesome.
That's drawback.
Really... Wait, so what is it? What is it?
It's a question of, okay, there's two equidistant dog bowls. Which one does the dog go for? And so that's supposed to be representational of whatever the hell it's supposed to be.
So how does this, what does this have to do with ass to mouth?
It has, because
but
I like how they sort of gave him options of asparagus and squid, like, what is it, cuttlefish?
Yeah,
cuttlefish. And vanilla paste, of all things.
I think it was more just a joke on, here's something delicious, and here's a goddamn squid in a bowl of asparagus.
Why couldn't he make that decision?
Because, you know, Japanese people love seafood. And it's just part of their culture.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
And then it leads to the whole test of, the whole run-through is, we got to make the human centipede learn to read.
Yeah.
And why can't it learn...
Learn to read and EULA. It's so good.
Yes, and
end user license agreement. I read a lot of gadget blogs. I'm a total nerd.
Okay,
there you go. By the way, in speaking of sort of these agreements, there's a national thing where they're trying to revoke the legitimacy of these agreements because they know no one actually reads anything anymore of these agreements.
Is that a thing recently?
Yeah, like relatively recently. I know Sony just got in a ton of trouble about 2 years back because they put a DRM on all their CDs. So if you ripped any CDs to iTunes, it would install the software on your computer that would track your user data. And they got a ton of trouble for that. And they just got a ton of trouble, too. All their PlayStation Network stuff, all their account information, credit cards, all that got stolen. So like 70 million people have their emails, passwords, credit card numbers out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I heard... that Apple is like making all sorts of like breaches with privacy and stuff like that, and that they're going to get in a lot of trouble with that.
One time, I heard that this woman was driving in a car, and there's this big truck that came up behind her and kept honking and honking at her, and it was flashing his lights, and he was freaking the woman out. And the woman was like, no, go around, go around. And the truck kept honking and honking, and too late she learned that Apple was in the back seat with a knife.
By the way, I wonder if this is a conflict of interest because we are on iTunes. We're
I know, I was going to say.
And out of all...
And I personally am on iTunes.
And we update our iTunes.
MichelleMacedoMusic.com.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Say that again.
MichelleMacedoMusic.com.
Well, luckily, with AfterBuzz, you can also listen to it on other venues. As well as with, so you can do it on Ustream, you can do it on our website, you can do it on an app called Stitcher, and with Michelle, you can do it on, if you're flying Delta.
Yeah, for the May-June rotation, just plug it in, and I'm on there on a radio station.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Fly Delta, and if Delta sucks, we'll just go on there and listen to the radio station, because my song's on there.
Or you can go to Pandora, right?
Yeah, or go to Pandora. Or,
I gotta say, I'll never forget. We went to a show of Michelle's, The House of Blues, on Sunset Strip, and I remember it was the coolest show I've ever seen because not just Gary, but also Jake Busey showed up.
Oh, I know.
And we're doing shots while Michelle was singing this beautiful, like, jazzy lounge music. And when you party with the Buseys, you party hard.
Oh my God! They kicked my drummer. And they punched my manager, who is a woman, in the face.
Which one? Gary or Jake? Gary Busey punched your lady manager in the face.
Yeah. And then he was trying
TMZ.
To steal my microphone. He, like, ruined it. I felt so awful
it's
about
like,
that
Busey.
Night. So many people came out. And then he just, like, ruined it. And then we went on so late because of Gary Busey. And then it just like got ruined.
Pat
so
Dickens.
I'll comp you a ticket on the next show.
Awesome.
Excellent. Speaking well, the point
which,
was
oh,
that
I
we,
had something to say, Phil.
Oh,
we are on
say.
Multiple platforms, so we don't necessarily, we need Apple, but never mind. I'm not going to complete
oh,
that.
Oh, don't
thought.
Even.
Don't complete that
Don't
sentence.
Complete it. Oh,
we're going to do more damage to your network in 1 hour of this show than you have ever
yeah,
before.
Yeah, seriously. Just leave it.
I'm just going
to say, if you guys want to check out my beautiful face, a very good friend of ours from Emerson, George Watsky, also known as Pale Kid Raps Fast, just shot another music video where I get to play the T-Mobile girl.
Awesome.
So you get to see me in a pink dress and leggings, and it is sexy. It's coming out soon. Check it out, guys.
Yes.
Where could we, what do we search on, like YouTube or something like that?
Search George Watsky or Pale Kid Raps Fast. It'll come up. Okay. Yeah. He was on Ellen, and that's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
He's an amazing spoken word poet and rapper.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic poet. He was on the NAACP Image Awards, I think 2 years back, doing a poetry salute to Russell Simmons.
And HBO Def Jam Poetry.
Of course.
By the way, for those of you who love South Park, they would like it, right? I mean, I feel like it's that type of crowd that would like his poetry.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's check it out.
Check it out. Really pop culture savvy, just really good stuff. You can buy his album on iTunes, too.
Yes.
It's called Watsky.
But first buy mine.
Yeah, buy Michelle's first.
Yes, indeed.
Because I'm here and I can say that.
Indeed. All right, so moving on with the episode.
You won't be eating Japanese for a while.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's right.
So
wah, wah.
All right,
disturbing.
Let's talk about the, before we kind of wrap up our whole thing, and I know we've kind of gone on and off topic, but, you know, it's our first show, and I don't even know how, like, to fully dissect it, apart from, like, just, you know, worshiping the show. But speaking of worship, let's worship the geniuses.
Oh my God! The bubbles,
so funny,
and the prisms of light,
and it's just
is
like
that. What it was?
I'm sorry you're experiencing. I'm sorry you're having a bad problem with that. Wait, can we get you store credit?
And that totally happens every time. They're like, "Oh, I'm sorry
it's like,
about that."
Sorry, Apple kidnapped your friend.
Yeah,
Jesse, do you have any idea where like those bubbles came from? What all that was about?
Well, no, that was just their pure genius magic.
That was just their genius magic. I thought
Amazing.
That was like a reference.
Yeah,
to
I thought
like,
that was
something like that.
Too.
Like
some
they have a quickening.
It remind me of like Sailor Moon.
Yeah,
exactly, dude.
Oh,
Japanese animation.
She is the one named Sailor. I love Sailor Moon. Yeah. Sailor Jupiter is my favorite, though.
So is it?
I totally would picture you as a Sailor Mars.
Oh yeah, Sailor Mars too, or Sailor Venus even.
So I like growing up as a hetero male. How about you, Phil?
Me too. Well. By the way, quickening. Maybe this wasn't something I was. Is it not like something that the geniuses do? I mean, I understand. Like,
no, we'll see. Quicken
so
is attack software.
Yes.
But quickening, I think, I seem to remember that from like some old video game. Like that's like wizard conference.
Yeah, I was quickening. Thinking that must be what they're talking about. But I mean, it sounds like the way that they use it sounds like it's like a creepy meeting.
Yeah. I like that Leslie's coworker's name was like Demasticles or something like really obscure like that.
I know.
Stradivarius.
Yeah,
something,
how
really,
something really random.
How many geniuses are going to be abused because of this now?
I know, right?
Yo, can you just go quicken or something?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh God,
I'm going
like
to do that.
Ginger kids all over again.
But they are totally like that. And they're
what,
like,
gingers?
Should I go in the back? Yes. And they're like, oh, okay, so maybe I'll go in the back, or maybe, okay, that's easy. We'll just replace it with whatever. Like, they're
exactly.
just told like,
but
make
I love
it
how
easy.
They all kind of hate their job. She's like, yeah.
I know. I
totally got that for you.
Yeah.
But I love how, I mean, as far as my knowledge goes, they just basically sit behind the computer, much like this woman, and basically they go through a questionnaire of, like, step one, what does this problem relate to? The iPad, the iPhone, whatever. I don't know what the full steps are, but it just seems like that. Okay, you select iPhone. Then you go into what seems to be, is it
problem? So it's the exact same thing as the website where you do exactly
that. And so, literally what they do, if like restarting the computer fails or if like plugging it in to something fails, then they call their like manager.
Yeah, or they'll send it off. I had to pay, I didn't actually end up paying this, but I was quoted $700 to get a faulty MacBook Air spring fixed.
What?
I'm talking, yep, one
oh,
part. It
no.
was
$700 for a computer that doesn't even accept discs?
Not just for a computer, for a computer screen, for a spring in it. And because I didn't replace it, the screen actually snapped off.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yep.
So then what happened?
And yet I still have a Mac.
You know what's interesting? And I love how geniuses, like, I showed up. I made an appointment and I showed up like 2 to 3 minutes late, right? And they're like, "Oh, you forfeited your appointment, but we can sign you up 3 hours from now." It's like, what?
I know, some total bull.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's the courtesy lick.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. They're like, I think the policy was, we'll let you be 2 minutes late, and that's it. And I was like, yeah, but I'm 3 minutes late. That, sorry. By the way, another callback. We do it on all of our AfterBuzz shows. The, do you remember from last season, the, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So awesome, Tony. Oh, where are you? We're sorry. But I love the teaming up of Best Buy, Dr. Phil, and Apple to deliver.
It's an unholy alliance of consumer fraud.
Yes. Such a good mix of all the bullshit that's going on. Oh, my God. Always.
Always. And as always, Cartman gets fucked in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just keeps getting fucked. It's
insane. So many times.
But he's only like a self-proclaimed fucked.
I love how he's fucked because it's all about him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's because he doesn't get what he...
But again, it was genius to buy an iPad case and put a piece of glass in it and then yell at all the other poor kids.
Definitely.
like if I was an 8th grade or 8-year-old asshole, I would totally do that.
Yeah, if I could think of that.
Like, guys, I'm playing Angry Birds. Check it out. Whoosh!
I know, and he's like walking around being like, oh, no, you can't see it, whatever. I would never, ever have questioned that.
Exactly.
I love how he didn't want anyone to know that he didn't have an iPad, yet went on national television.
To say he didn't have an iPad.
And to say that his mother, like...
Kept raping him.
Kept raping him.
And then they held a press conference in which he was winning the first...
And then Steve Jobs came out, and then the human centipede came out, and his friend was in the middle of it, and he was like, I love this.
Well, if you know the South Park mythology, you'll mm-hmm. know that Cartman and Kyle are bitter enemies, because Cartman always rips on Kyle for being a Jew.
Yeah.
And so anytime Kyle is in pain, which has happened in many episodes, Cartman just laughs at him.
Yes, indeed.
Like,
hiding his Jew gold.
Yeah, his Jew gold. And there was an episode where Cartman actually gave Kyle AIDS.
That is true.
He shot a needle full of AIDS blood into Kyle's sleeping mouth.
I feel like I might have seen this.
Yeah, it was called Tonsil Trouble. Great episode.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
Where they find that liquefied cash will cure AIDS.
How long ago was that?
It was like 3 seasons. Speaking of which, we got to talk about Book of Mormon. We should probably do a commercial.
We should. There was one last thing I was going to say, but I totally forgot it. But what an amazing episode it was. And yeah, Dr. Phil, no good. Right, and if we've learned nothing. Oh, here's what I was going to say. I love how at the start of the episode, Cartman is spewing off all the things that the iPad can do. Hey, check it out, guys. I'm going to email my friends. And with that, let's go to a commercial.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Welcome back, guys. So, Jesse, want to cue up news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
So on last night's Glee, the character of Emma announced that being a ginger, she has no soul. Obviously a callback to the episode where Cartman delivers a hate speech about bullying kids with red hair.
And what that was a great episode, and you know what? They really don't have any souls.
Wait, you guys.
Did you actually watch Glee to find this out? Because if so, I have lost so much respect.
Me and Jack
for you.
Were just talking yeah, about Glee before.
It's like, oh my God, I'm singing in high school. My life is so hard.
Well,
and
we cover it for AfterBuzz, and so I found out that way. But
so you watch Glee?
I don't necessarily watch Glee. I actually don't watch a lot of the episodes.
No, Phil's a total Gleek. When Nikki dragged me to to the Glee live on stage show. Yes, I saw
it. No, she didn't.
Yep, I totally saw Phil in the audience singing along to Bad Romance.
That's where you were when that was happening.
Yes.
Wait, but did you guys hear about the thing in San Diego, how they made a Facebook group with like thousands of people called Kick a Ginger Day? And like,
oh, we're not talking about Glee.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't San Diego. It was, I think it happened in England. Like, there was a huge thing.
Yeah,
where,
and it was like really, it was like,
no, where, like a couple of
down.
Ginger kids. Like, in England, apparently, beating up gingers is like a national pastime, like cricket or eating pie. And they just like love to beat the shit out of
British
gingers.
People. Like, what are you thinking?
Well, the pinnacle of our ginger kids is Lindsay Lohan. And so, yeah, they have no souls.
To me, it's Keel Howard Stone.
Oh, Keel. Great comic. If you guys are in the Bridgeport, Connecticut area, check him out. Really
funny
guy.
Yeah, I dated him along with every other girl at Emerson.
No, I dated him.
And in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anyways, onwards.
Season 15.
Totally Eskimo buddies.
Yeah.
Was eagerly anticipated thanks to the show's preview of Steve Jobs announcing his latest technological invention. Many fans couldn't imagine anything funnier or smarter than the creator's Broadway hit, The Book of Mormon, but the outrageousness of the clip definitely trumped it for fans.
I'm not sure about that, man. I saw Book of Mormon about 3 weeks back.
Hilarious.
Amazing. Mind-blowingly hilarious. It's the best musical I've seen since 70Q. I saw 70Q 3 times on Broadway. I've loved that show. I can sing the entire score front to back. But Book of Mormon trumped it. Absolutely genius.
I gotta say, I know one of the producers for Book of Mormon, and one of the executive producers, and he told us a story where, you know, they went up to him and said, "Can you help us raise money for this?" And he has high end clients, like the A-list clients of A-list clients, and he basically emailed them, and within like 5 minutes got a response from everyone, like, "How much can I give?" Because
it's a
no brainer.
Dunk.
Yeah,
it's Bobby Lopez who did all the music for Avenue Q, and the music for that show is still the best. Like the Book of Mormon, love the show, great music, very smart. Avenue Q, I think the songs were a little better, but just in like laugh out loud moments and just how hilarious it is, Book of Mormon definitely wins. So yeah, Bobby Lopez doing all the songs. You have Trey Parker, Matt Stone, who actually have a really great appreciation of Mormonism.
It's interesting.
Like they get everything down to the special underwear.
By the way, speaking of which, I do one of the things that we will definitely do on our South Park season of this season is get people in here, and one of the people or two of the people that we definitely want to get and Aaron talks is Matt Stone and Trey Parker, and so
I mean those are really the two tops.
Those are the two tops. But
you guys know Steve Rippon, right? Emerson kid, about 3 years above us.
Not.
He's the APOC on South Park now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I know...
What's APOC?
Assistant Production Office Coordinator.
Cool.
See, I mean, that's... I would love to, and I know there was a girl that I was introduced to. She was an alum already when I was at Emerson, but she was working on South Park on the animation side, and I would love to get all of these guys' take. Anyone that we can get, I feel they would have so much to add,
no,
but
There's a couple of writer dudes I know who might be able to pull.
I know. So we should...
Are you guys going to the Emerson event tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. If you're an Emerson student, go to wherever it says on Facebook invite.
Now you're coming, too.
I most certainly am not.
Yeah, you are.
Anyways,
the royal wedding.
Yes, I'm going to the royal wedding.
But that's at, like, 1.
Yeah, well, I have other shows before then, anyway.
So you watch Glee. You're a big fan of the royal wedding. I'm not sure, dude.
This is the South Park is what really makes that up for me. Anyways, what else we got, Jesse?
So, speaking of a Broadway hit, it comes of no surprise that the play will likely be getting a big screen adaptation. The play opened at Eugene O'Neill Theater back
in New London, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. On March 24th to rave reviews and perpetually sold out houses. The creators teamed up with Avenue Q creator Robert Lopez for the musical. No official deal is in place for the movie adaptation yet, but Parker and Stone and producer Scott Rudin discussed the possibility. With money coming in from Broadway show and comically large burlap sacks delivered by Monopoly Man, it's only a matter of time before fans can expect it in theaters.
Jesus, who wrote this copy?
Yeah.
What's up?
Is that you?
That was me.
Phil was a post-production major, just so we're clear.
Hey, whatever, you know. For those of you who don't know, that's the end side, like editing, animation, anything like that. But you know what? I thought that was pretty funny. So F all of you guys.
And that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for South Park, April 27th, 2011.
All right, predictions.
Excellent. Well, here we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I'm not going to lie, Jack. You have to... you have to hold this one down because our DVR here didn't record the rest of it, and so you're the only one that may know the prediction.
I got you, man. Well, you know, as you know, episodes are done a week in advance, if that. So we have no idea what's going to come next week. It could be anything topical in the news. Just think of the most horrible, hateful thing you can think of. Donald Trump. That's what's going to be next week.
The royal wedding.
Donald Trump and the Japan
story. And all the Middle Eastern uprisings. They're definitely going to do something on that.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened in Japan?
What do you think
happened? It's a little thing called a tsunami.
Oh, that thing. Oh, I thought you meant like only this week. Oh, no. That sounded so bad. I thought you just meant this week. No. Oh, my God.
If you support Michelle and her views on life.
No.
On her album.
No. No.
All right, Jesse, take us out of here. With on that note,
I love this tsunami victim.
You love the tsunami victim.
I completely sympathize with Japan.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will be back. We will probably have John Barrett Archer back. As always, it's great to have Jack. Obviously, Jesse. It's great to have a female perspective, so thank you, Michelle, and we'll be back next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.